With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
The only way to learn about writing is to read and write.
That's Ted Mooney, who attracted a lot of attention in 1981 with his first novel, Easy Travel to Other Planets, in which a young woman marine biologist has passionate sex with a male dolphin. That may be simplifying the story, of course, and Mooney's latest novel, Traffic and Laughter, is no easier to pin down.
The book is made up of reflections and reversals.
Or, to go a step further,
the epigraph I used for the book is a slight mistranslation or alternate translation from the book of John in the Bible, and it really says what I was up to. If it were not true, I would have told you. To reverse it, if it were true, I wouldn't have told you.
Traffic and Laughter is the story of the intertwined lives of a number of characters, chief of whom are a young woman disc jockey in L.A. and a South African actress who was also a gunrunner. In Ted Mooney's world, the atom bomb never hit Japan. That idea is a major metaphor in the book, and still another reflection.
Which is a destructive thing going to lead to a more hopeful condition? Is a hopeful condition going to lead to a more destructive condition?
Ted Mooney enjoys blending fantasy with reality.
One of the main white female characters passes a dime savings bank, and it's General MacArthur on the dime, not Roosevelt.
Ted Mooney's second novel, Traffic and Laughter, is a challenge in many ways, just out as a vintage contemporary's paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One day, Ted Mooney, whose second novel, Traffic and Laughter, was recently republished in paperback, was chatting with an actor friend who voiced some envy that Ted found it so easy to write.
I said, "No, Brad, what I do is sit down at the desk and say, 'Ted, you fool, you decided to be a writer at 12, and it's too late to stop now, so keep at it.'"
Mooney's mother and father were both writers.
It was very common for me to come in on Saturday afternoon and find my mother at one end of the dining room table typing and my father at the other end typing.
Traffic and Laughter might be described as a metaphysical thriller, a complex fiction involving the atom bomb, South Africa, Los Angeles, and a large cast of characters. Mooney says it wasn't easy to start the book, but
once I have the right first paragraph, everything is pretty much determined.
Ted Mooney says his goal is to make the world interesting and to give it back to the reader.
Writers are actors who want only one person in the audience, and that person must already love everything that actor will ever do.
Mooney's advice to aspiring writers might take some thought.
I know it's a very cliched expression, but you are what you eat, and hunger is the game.
Ted Mooney hopes to write three more books in the next 5 years. Vintage Contemporaries published Traffic and Laughter. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.